It's Wednesday, which means we have a guest tip on daily tips that may or may not help you. We've got our resident Italy expert, Katrinska Pertis, here, but we're shifting away from Italy now, and we're just going to general tips that may or may not help you. So, Katrin, what do you have for us today?
If you have an iPhone, my tip is to use the focus setting and not just do not disturb. As an American living in Italy and working with podcasts around the world, I was waking up to way too many notifications, even nice ones from friends and family, my mom telling me that she loves me. That's always great, but also stressful ones about work, reminding me of all the things I had to do. And it was just really stressful to wake up that way. So I learned how to use a personal mode. And now every weekday at 7 p.m., my phone turns into this personal mode and it stays on this personal mode until the next morning at around 8 a.m. And of course, I can manually turn it off or turn it back on. On weekends, it's on this personal mode the entire weekends. What does this mean? My home screen turns to this beautiful, nice, calm pink color. All the notifications are gone. They're muted, except for one person, and that is my husband. He is allowed to break through and get in contact with me.
How nice.
My calendar widget is gone. All of the apps on my homepage are only essential ones, like my clock, but no email, none of that. That's all gone. And this has really allowed me to have a better work-life balance. I'm much calmer at the start of the day, not waking up to a bunch of notifications that I wasn't yet ready to receive. And I'm more present in my own time, not getting sucked into those unexpected notifications and pulled away from the present moment. So my tip is to check out the focus mode on iPhone.
We love iPhone tips here on Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. And always, it's always great to discover new ways to not be on your phone. So Tippendales, once you listen to this episode or once you watch this episode, log off, do something else. On February 19th, 2025, it's Wednesday. We're back on Thursday with another tip that may or may not help you. And I'll be back with Ned. And I'm Arielle. I realize I haven't said my name for a long time, but you know who I am because it's in the title.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.